Hi, Beowulf here with Justice Matters. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home services marketplace, and they are here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. And that takes time. It takes effort. Angie, however, has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, come to Angie and connect with and hire skilled professionals that you need to get the job done well. Angie can help you find the best price for your project. Angie lets you request and compare quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps, or book services at an upfront price based on local data. Angie has cost guides that tell you what others have paid for similar projects, both nationally and in your specific area, right in your neighborhood. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. The app and website is free to use. Angie.com, that's A-N-G-I, Angie.com. It's time for Justice Matters with former federal prosecutor and MSNBC analyst Glenn Kirshner. Donald Trump's election interference trial is set to begin on Monday, and Judge Juan Merchan shared how some of the jury selection procedures will work. Here's Glenn with details.
So friends, all of Donald Trump's dirty little tricks to try to delay his first criminal prosecution from starting on Monday, April 15th, have thus far failed. Let's start with the new reporting. This from CNN. Headline, appeals judge denies Trump's request to delay start of hush money trial so he can challenge gag order. And that article begins, an appeals court judge has denied former President Donald Trump's request to delay the start of his New York hush money trial so he can challenge the gag order imposed by Judge Juan Merchan. New York Associate Justice Cynthia Kern denied the application for an interim stay just minutes after hearing arguments on the matter Tuesday. A full appeals court panel will still consider Trump's petition, though it will not delay the start of the trial. Motions are due on Monday, the day jury selection is scheduled to start. The panel of judges will rule on whether to stay the trial after they receive briefs that day, Monday, which means, in theory, the trial could be paused after it starts, though that possibility appears remote. The panel of judges will rule on the written papers. There will be no oral arguments. Tuesday's petition was the second unsuccessful attempt Trump's lawyers have made this week to try to postpone the start of the hush money trial, now 6 days away. So, friends, I think we have to acknowledge that the procedural posture that Donald Trump's New York State criminal prosecution is in at the moment is a little bit odd, a little bit unorthodox, a little bit funky. So one judge of the New York Appeals Court almost instantly rejected Donald Trump's attempt to delay his trial from beginning on Monday, saying, no, I think you should just pause the trial while we litigate this gag order issue. And the one judge who sat at the hearing resolved that case almost immediately after the arguments concluded. And she said, no, the case will proceed. But Donald Trump has the opportunity to again argue that issue to a five-judge panel. And that argument will happen on Monday, the same day jury selection will commence. And as the article indicates, it's very unlikely that those five judges will say, yes, we need to stop jury selection dead in its tracks while we resolve this gag order issue. You've heard me say, friends, I'm not a gambling man. I'm not a high roller. $1 is my betting limit. I'm going to put the full buck on the five-judge panel saying, just like the one judge said today, no, the trial will not pause. We're going to jury selection. But Donald Trump has tried every trick in the book, right? He filed a motion to change venue to move the trial from one jurisdiction to another, saying, gosh darn it, there's just too many Democrats in Manhattan. I want you to move it to a jurisdiction where there are more Republicans. Yeah, that was denied. That is not a straight-faced legal motion. He then filed a motion to have Judge Mershon removed as the presiding judge. He filed two motions to remove Judge Mershon. They were denied and denied. And now he's trying to use this gag order as an excuse to pause his trial. It won't work.
Coming up after the break, Judge Mershon has revealed how he will instruct the jury on the nature of the case. Glenn explains that next on Justice Matters.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
New York Judge Juan Mershon has released his plan for jury selection, including what the jurors will be asked and what they will be instructed about the case. Glenn says it's really important to properly frame the case for the jury.
So friends, you know what my favorite part is? We just learned how Judge Mershon will instruct the jurors on what's called the nature of the case. What is the nature of the case instruction? Well, when jurors are assembled, when they're called down to the courthouse and 12 people plus a handful of alternates are ultimately selected and they are sworn in as the jurors in the case, the judge gives the jurors a nature of the case instruction. In other words, the judge tells the jury a little bit about what the case involves, so they're not just entering the endeavor of jury service completely blind. And in advance of jury selection, the judge will ask the parties, the prosecutors and the defense attorneys, to propose nature of the case instructions. What should I tell these jurors at the beginning of the case about the case that they are about to hear and be asked to decide? And friends, we just got a first glimpse of how Judge Mershon will instruct the juries regarding the nature of the case. And it was so gratifying because people are forever referring to this as the hush money case. It's the hush money case. You just heard me read that article, and I think twice it was referred to as the hush money case. But that's not what this case is about. It involves hush money payments, but so many of us, not just me, but many of my fellow legal analysts, many of you, lots of folks who have been talking about this case have, I think, correctly referred to it as an election interference case, a case in which Donald Trump tried to gain unfair advantage in the 2016 presidential election. How? By making hush money payments, but more importantly, then committing felonies in violation of New York state law by falsifying business records to conceal the true nature of those hush money payments, all with the goal of interfering in a presidential election. So how did we just learn Judge Mershon will instruct the jury about the nature of the case? Here's how. People versus Donald Trump, case summary. The defendant, Donald Trump, is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. The allegations are, in substance, that Donald Trump falsified business records to conceal an agreement with others to unlawfully influence the 2016 presidential election. And that makes me happy, because that is what this case is all about. How many times have we heard Donald Trump lie about the fact that, you know, he's being prosecuted because others are trying to interfere in the election by, you know, stopping him from being the nominee, Republican nominee for president, or trying to stop his chances of being elected president again? No. What you were doing, Donald, was interfering in the 2016 presidential election. And we all know you did it all over again in 2020. But don't worry, you will be prosecuted federally for that. But right now, let's focus on your interference in the 2016 presidential election. So Judge Mershon's nature of the case instruction continues. It was an agreement with others to unlawfully influence the 2016 presidential election. Specifically, it is alleged that Donald Trump made or caused false business records to hide the true nature of payments made to Michael Cohen by characterizing them as payment for legal services rendered pursuant to a retainer agreement. The people of New York allege that, in fact, the payments were intended to reimburse Michael Cohen for money he paid to Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels, in the weeks before the presidential election to prevent her from publicly revealing details about a past sexual encounter with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty and denies the allegations. So the jurors, in the very first sentence of the nature of the case instruction, will be told, ladies and gentlemen, what the prosecutors maintain the evidence will show is that Donald Trump interfered in the 2016 presidential election by falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments to hide from the voters deeply damaging information about his suitability to be president of the United States. Yes, this is an election interference case. And I, for one, am glad the juries will be told directly that that's what this case is about, and that is what the prosecutors expect the evidence to prove, because it's really important to properly frame the case for the jury so they know, going into jury service, what it is they are keeping an eye out for in the evidence. Critically important to properly frame it, and Judge Mershon has done just that. Because justice matters. Friends, as always, please stay safe, please stay tuned, and I look forward to talking with you all again tomorrow.
For more on Glenn, go to Glenn Kirshner 2 on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is Justice Matters.